That tackle came a little bit at the side of the leg, and not dirty. It's just the nature of the game. And he's running it off, and that's setting up for Jarrett Zeligowski. Ooh, chips it short, and kicked right on into the belly of Giuliani. Big save for the Panthers, and we play on here. 2 minutes into the second half, 1-0 Rapids up over the Panthers as Rapids trying to get something moving on the way as the ball goes out the end line. Karbowski was all over it, and it will be a free kick for Giuliani. Beautiful night here in Wisconsin Rapids. Not much wind, but not very cool. Or not very warm, I should say. Just nice. Just nice. It's all the way I can describe it as. We appreciate everybody who entered in the text win contest for today. If you didn't get it in today, oh, you got plenty of chances tomorrow, and I'll even have a word for you to text in. Well, I've got plenty of words for you, as Seth sits there and says, yeah, you do, as we will have that for you tomorrow. When I find out about it, I'll be sure to let you know. Looking forward to that. Always fun to try to get how many you can get those in, as Rapids playing a little bit of stall ball. There's throw-ins coming for point on the near side. Throw-in by August Zell. Rapids just simply kicking them out of bounds. As there's another one coming for point. Waiting to see what they do. They try to kick it right back out. Ball scoots in on Pisek, and he scoops it up. And a throw in coming for Pisek as he gets Neiman on the far side. Neiman playing hard, sends it up ahead to Torque. Torque gets the ball. He hits the turf. Point back on the attack. Two on one. Rapids forces it to the outside. Oh, Karbowski dogging his opponent. His shot comes in, sharp angle, way off the mark, and that goes out of play as it will be, I believe, a corner kick coming up for Point, as Point really pushing the issue here as they have three in the game now. Coming up for this one, I believe, will be Falkavich coming from the far corner. Kick is in the air. Header by Karbowski. Sent it up ahead to Ackerman as there's another opportunity by Point, and that's way left and wide. So there you have it. That won't count for anything as now Rapids back on with a free kick. Again, really appreciate everybody joining tonight. Just a real comfortable night sitting here watching a soccer match. Very enjoyable. I hope, of course, everybody's enjoying it back at home. Have the radio on while they watch Thursday Night Football on whatever screen they have. Shot coming in. That's going to be way wide of the mark. Goal kick coming for the Red Raiders. And Pisek. Boy, we've got all kinds of games coming up over the next month. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You have Friday night, this Friday night, Rapids and Marshfield. Next Friday night, another Wood County rivalry is Assumption and Pittsville squaring off for the last time in 11-player football. In between there, we've got on Monday night, Assumption, Nakusa Volleyball, and then Thursday, more soccer, Rapids and Marshfield boys getting after it. So we've got all, if you want sports, we got it. Along with great country music, both new and old, of course. Of course, tomorrow I'm looking forward to when there is the Seth Habiger Second Cup. He always seems to find Alabama's the 40-hour week on Fridays. I really appreciate hearing that. Kind of sings to me. Well, and it does. It's on the radio. This Point with the ball, midfield. Rapids defense really picking up the pressure and picking up a little bit. In hockey, you call a forecheck as Pisek. Picks it up, throws it back up ahead. to Neiman. Neiman takes it. Tries to get up the far side to Mansell. Mansell can't quite get there. As back over to Giuliani. It is played, and he sends it back up the middle. Neiman's there. He picks it up. Torque up ahead to Mansell, and he can't quite get a foot on it. That's going to go out of play. Very close, but it goes out of play. So throw in for the Panthers here. 47-31 left to go, or into this game, as we are, well, 33 minutes left in this contest. Another throw in coming for point. As they're trapped in that far corner. This time it goes out of bounds right by the Rapids dugout, so that'll be a throw in coming for Rapids. And actually, he threw it and it never came into play, so it'll be a throw in coming for the Red Raiders. Never saw that before in a soccer match. As Jared Siligowski to throw it in. He booms it, gets it over, and that's a head opportunity. Rapids hits it just wide of the mark. That was a good opportunity by Deegan Armagosh, just wide of the mark. So, free kick destined up here for Fred Giuliani. Rapids leading Stevens Point, 1-0. That free kick comes up short. Nathan Bouchard, he's there for the Red Raiders. Bouchard sending around, try to get up to Torque, then up to Armagost, or Ackerman, excuse me. Now to Armagost. Taking up the far side, centering, bouncing, out of the grip, out of the reach of Giuliani, but just wide of the far post. He had him having to work, and he was narrowly missing that goal. So another free kick for Giuliani as we move right along in the second half of action. Giuliani boots it up to about midfield. Rapids, they gain control of it as Torque waits for his teammates to get there. He gets his pocket picked. And Rapids back on the defensive go of it. Siligowski, he has it, and he darn near falls down. That would have been horrible, a 1-on-0 against Pisek. But he regains his footing, sends it up ahead, looking for Mansell. Mansell tries to get around his opponent. He does, but it's up there by Giuliani. And he kicks it to the side. Picking it up, near side, is Rapids and Colby Verhulst. Or Verhulst, excuse me. And the ball's loose, picked up by Pisek, and he boots it nearly into the stands. Watch out there, everybody. As he had to charge out of there, that was darn near catastrophic for the Red Raiders. Point, trying to weave through the defense. As the ball goes out of bounds. Seth, how about we take a 30-second break? We'll be back here with a continuation of the second half here in 30 seconds at 105.5 FM WIRI.
Hey, you, yes, you, you are important too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
And right out of that, there's a foul by Rapids. Free kick coming from 35 yards up, but the Rapids wall does it. Gets rebound off again, and that's good through the uprights, but way off the mark for the goal. So that gets played by Pisek. Rapids up 1-0 over the Panthers here, 51 minutes into the contest, and full 80 to be played. 51 out of 80. We're getting there as we were greeted by 25 or 6-4. A lot of numbers being thrown around. Feels like I'm in Washington. As point. Offense is starting to pick it up a little bit as Rapids having to be a little more defensive as Tim Karbowski does a great job running down that ball to the far side, making his opponent have to go back as there's a centering attempt right into the belly of Pisek. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That was a huge save there for the Rapids keeper. As that was a perfect setup, perfect execution on the header, but that goes right into the belly of Pisek. Mansell fighting for it for Rapids on the near side. At this point, they break it up. Balcavage had it, and he's chipping it up ahead. That'll be played by Pisek. Scoop up, and there he goes as he drop kicks it towards midfield. Her point. They're waiting for it. As Rapids tries to kick it up ahead. And they cannot get out of there. Is trying to get around the defense. Point does. They shoot and they score. Point evens it up. A defensive lapse by the Red Raiders as they have tied it up now at the 53. They didn't stop the clock yet. Unless they waved it off. They did not. They need to stop the clock. Well, either way, point. And they draw even.
Scoring.
At 53. Zilman. 07. And that'll be the number 23, Zachariah Zilman, on the goal. And Rapids pleading their case, saying he was, as they're waving to stop the clock, that should have happened from the get-go. They're going to have to figure out how much time they need to put back on there, honestly. The Rapids pleading the case that there shouldn't have been a goal, but it was. As waiting for the exact word on the time. So waiting for that to be decided. Well, they're moving the clock to 53 minute, I think. Which sounds about right. I thought the goal was at 53:07, but they're moving it to 53 minutes exactly. Well, that's all right. That's what we'll move the time of the goal to. This is by Zachariah Zilman, the old double Z. So we've got a 1-1 soccer game. First shot of the game. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's two shots now in the second half. Is point picking up the offense. Rapids needing to get something moving here. They can't just be waiting, laying back on their heels. They've got to take after this game. You can't just play defense with the lead. And, of course, I'm sure they would say, hey, we've been trying. Point's a good team, which they are. It just seems like the effort has been a little more defensive than it has been offensive. But either way, ball goes out of bounds on the far side. Throw-in coming for point with a 1-1 soccer match here. Rapids trying to avoid their third tie of Valley play. Two wins, no losses, three ties. That really throws a wrench into things for them. Keeping up with Everest and East. As point gets the ball up the field. Another throw in as they're working the far side, trying to crash down towards the end line. And they do. Centering attempt just out of reach of number 23, Zachariah Zilman. He was eyeing up goal number two. Not to happen as now Rapids back on the move. Patino, he has the ball. Wrestled away. The kick's out of bounds. So throw-in coming up for Rapids. This throw-in coming to Nathan Bouchard. Now he drops the ball. Leaves it for Kobe Verhulst. He throws in. Good centering. Owen Armagost. He can't quite keep the foot on it. Goes away to Neiman. Neiman tries to turn the corner. He cannot. Now it's a goal kick for the Panthers. Well, they've accomplished what they wanted to do, which is go even at 1-1. as there's a whistle. Stoppage clock. Yellow card. Yellow card being shown by Wisconsin Rep. I think that will be a yellow card being shown to Nathan Bouchard. I would figure that might be a dissent or unsportsmanlike. Maybe said a word he probably shouldn't say. I won't say it. But that's easy to do. Just a yellow card, his first one. His first one. So he gets another one. That'll be a red. He'll be out for the game after that. But he has to have a seat on the bench for a little bit. And then point. With another goal kick coming from Giuliani. Giuliani boots it back out to midfield. The ball bouncing. Neither team really getting an opportunity. Bounces off the head of, I believe that to be Walker Schmidt of the Red Raiders. So throw in coming for point. And it is. As point and Rapids battling for it. And there's physical play and there's a whistle. Foul coming against Wisconsin Rapids. Free kick coming for point. Free kick going to be by Tyler Falcavage. As Rapids seems a little discombobulated defensively. They're taking fouls. They're playing a little bit out of their sorts. As the ball is loose middle of the field. Rapids now coming away with it. And they clear it all the way down, but not mounting much offense by just clearing it. Both teams playing hard either way. As the ball's loose on the point side of the 50-yard line. Ball comes up midfield, played by Pisek. Armagast up to Neiman. A point's there, but Neiman, he keeps it in bounds. Neiman spins around, waiting for his teammates to get open. But he, of course, splits a double team then as he takes it up, leaves it up to Deegan, Armagast. He centers it. Nobody home. Turned away by the Panthers as they miss a big clearing attempt. Swing of the leg and a whiff on that. As the ball comes near side, point getting to it first. Coming up midfield. Point drops it. Now they leave it up ahead, trying to get up ahead. And there will be no offsides getting there first. The Red Raiders, number five. That was Briar Anderson as he kicks it out. There will be a throw-in coming for point. Throw-in coming courtesy of Zachariah Zillman. Point's goal scorer. Another throw-in coming up by August Zell. That's thrown in, a little ricochet, and picked up by Pisek. And Rapids now having to boot it down the field. I'm booting it down the field. You definitely don't do that when you go to the Junkyard Bar and Grill. Home of Central Wisconsin's best fish fry, Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time. Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Randy loves the spaghetti down there. Fish fry's good. And we always talk about, Randy, sometime you gotta combine the two. Get a fish spaghetti fish fry. That might be all right. I mean, I'm not going to try it, but Randy can. Say as you get older, your tastes change, so it might be good. Ask Randy. But either way, thanks Junkyard Bar and Grill for sponsoring the high school sports coverage. As the ball moves out of bounds, point still keeping the pressure on the Red Raiders. As ball on the far side, battling across Neiman. Centering attempt, bounce, header. Oh, just wide of the mark. Point nearly got it again. As they are really cranking up the pressure here. And Rapids being caught flat-footed or lackadaisical. I'm not sure which one it is. As there's another whistle for a foul against Rapids. As Rapids really playing the body hard. Now, there's going to be a free kick coming from about 44 yards out. That's Falcavage. Rapids trying to play some defense. They chip it up. Rapids does get that clear. And that's Patino. He's first one there. He's got some serious speed. He gets around two defenders. He's trying to get around, split some defensemen. He takes a shot, and that's in, covered up by Giuliani. So another good stop by the Panthers. So with that, well, we take a quick 30-second stop. Seth, be back here in 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Hey, parents, how's the school shopping going? Are you loving it, or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
American history. Not sure which golden rule that is. If it's math related, I definitely don't know it. But there's a lot of good rules being enforced tonight here at the soccer pitch. And we've got a good one. 1-1 Point Rapids as we are halfway home through this second half of action. Rapids got a goal in the first half. Point got the answer here just shortly in the second half as Rapids comes up now with a corner kick. Fourth of the game. Doing the honors, I believe, Walker Schmidt. Low along the baseline. Last touch by Rapids. Out it goes. Not much happening on that one as they tried some trickeration. Played it too close to the end line. So Giuliani looking to boom it deep. And then takes what the Rapids defense gives him and goes short. But they're there for it. Picking that up is Jackson Freeman as he gets shoved down as there's a foul called. And there will be a free kick from Rapids on the near side of the field. About 10, 20, 28 yards away from the goal. So Point with the wall set up. Zelgowski kicks, centers it, bounces just wide through the goal box, just wide of the mark and out of play. So free kick coming up here for goal kick, I should say, for Giuliani. So in for Point comes Juan Martinez Jr. and out, I believe, went Falkavich. Hard to tell that far away, small numbers, and I'm getting old too. I was fighting in front of the Rapids dugout. It's Walker Schmidt. Ball goes out, now it's a throw in for Point. 62-56 into this one. 1-1 soccer game between Rapids and Point. Hard to believe here on in not quite 20 days, we've got River Kings, just about 20 days, River Kings hockey coming up here. Starting the season, October 17th. As Point takes the ball, 1-on-2 up the field, and they get it towards the end line. They just chip it off of a leg of Rapids, and it goes out the end line, and corner kick coming for Point. Their fourth of the game. Rapids trying to get something going here. They can't allow another one. As corner kick comes through, and that's gloved by Pasek right by the goal line. That was close. As Point did just about everything right on that, except for get it going in the back of the net. As the ball's loose, picked up by Giuliani with Zach Mansell. He was zooming in on into that. And the ball's loose again, and that's picked up again by Giuliani. Rapids, a little trickeration there, trying to get the ball loose. They play it up ahead. Zelgowski's there as the ball pops out of play. That'll be a throw-in for the Panthers. Yeah, October 17th. First River Kings game. That'll be against Hudson, 17th and 18th. Against Hudson Havoc. Then the next weekend, they are back here against Northwest Express. So, four games in a week span. That's how you know winter's coming. We'll be bringing you those games here on 105.5 FM, WIRI. I'll actually be bringing those games as they asked me to come back and do the play-by-play for them. As the ball comes back out to middle field, and there's another whistle as there's a foul coming up against point. And now they stop the clock as the official runs over to the bench and is going to give a card to the Panther bench. That yellow card, they didn't indicate who, but I will say the Panther bench at 65-12. Well, they've got to be careful now about their outbursts. Excuse me. As Rapids has the ball now, moving it down towards their offensive zone. And there will be a corner kick. Fifth one coming for the Red Raiders in the game. As another couple whistles. And I think they're bringing Neiman back in. And out goes Jackson Freeman. Rapids coming up. See what they can do. Neiman sets it up. Lee Neiman, that is. A raise of the arm, boot in the air. It's kicked back out. Rapids is there, and they can't get a foot on it. Mansell, he tries to return it. He can't get it to go through. Rapids still has the ball in the attacking zone. Karbowski, he has it bounced off his foot. Picked up by Verhulst. Verhulst boots it up ahead. Mansell can't hold on to it. And it comes back towards a point goal where Point's defense gets to it as they clear it out. And now offsides being flagged, and it will be. Actually, that's not an offsides. I misread the call. That's a free kick for Rapids. Another opportunity. Karbowski and Zeligowski are both there. I believe it's Karbowski. He leaves it, Zeligowski. Zeligowski sends it in. Rebound comes right back to him. Big leg comes in again. That's wide of the mark. So now another kick coming up for Giuliani as Rapids and Point tied in a good one. 1-1 here in the soccer pitch. Another good one. Rodeo Bar and Grill. Rodeo Grill, I should say. As Rodeo Grill is that blast of Mexican flavor you never knew you were missing. Authentic food, festive drinks, and family-friendly atmosphere. Add some flavor to your week, and that's over at the Rodeo Grill. Haven't had a chance to get over there yet. I hope to. I know Randy said, I think Randy said he did. I think he didn't even order a meal. He just got chips and salsa. Which is not a bad choice by any means. I'm a hound for that. His kick goes out of bounds. Goal kick come from Point. Sent in and through the box, diving. Giuliani couldn't come up with it, but it goes wide of the goal. Another goal kick coming up here for the Panthers. Another close shave with the opportunity there for the Red Raiders. After they got it tied up there, there's initial push. Point nearly got it, but after that yellow card on the bench for the Panthers, Rapids is really picking up the attack. Mansell with it, top of the goal box. Shot coming in, turned away as that was a lucky bounce there. That was turned away by the defense. Corner kick coming for the Red Raiders. Keep it right here for you on that. As they had, that could have been an own goal as they had Giuliani fooled going to his left. That redirect sent it back to his right, but way wide of the mark, so that could have been bad. As a shot gets in there and just pops over the crossbar. Rapids missed an opportunity. That was a good shot opportunity, good place on that set play of the corner kick. Just couldn't get it to find the back of the net. And Giuliani with another goal kick. Very good opportunity there on that set play by the Red Raiders. Just couldn't find the net. That's soccer. That's hockey. Hopefully not tennis. As Lane Neiman on this near side sends it just over the crossbar by about 2 feet. Rapid starting to pepper the goal, trying to draw ahead again as we've got 10 minutes left to go in this one. Seth, as they're getting the ball wrangled in, how about this? Take another 30-second break. We'll be back here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
At the top of the point goal box. Rapids with some pressure here. Shot taken just wide of the post. Oh boy, Rapids had a shot there by Lane Neiman. Couldn't quite get through there. Boy, oh boy. Excuse me, that was Walker Schmidt. It was 2, not 22. My apologies. Boy, Rapids really peppering the goal here late in the game. Less than 10 minutes to go in regulation, as that's all we play. As goal kick sent by Giuliani. Ball comes up to midfield. Point back on the move. Zelagowski playing good strong defense against Liam Nim. Centering for Point. Walking in is the Panthers kicking it back out to the far side as they try to reestablish an offense. Centering attempt headed out of there by Zelagowski. Isaiah Torque giving chase. And ball sent wide and out of play. So goal kick coming up here for Pisek. Pisek, he sends that up to midfield where Point plays it back down. Barbowski sends it out of play where there will be a throw-in for Point. Under 8 minutes to go in the game as Rapids trying to pull back ahead. Scored first, but they've been flat-footed for a good portion, a good half of the second half, and that paid for it. And they paid for it as it's a 1-1 game as Zillman was able to give Point the equalizer. And they're working again down in the near corner. Centering attempt cleared out by Rapids, but Point's there on the loose ball. Now Rapids clears it, so another throw-in coming for the Panthers. Coming up here, 72-39 in the game. Rapids with the ball, trying to get up the near side. They cannot, and they play back to Giuliani. Ball comes back up to midfield. Point, playing it. Ball still at the midfield area. Both teams taking stabs at it. Some errant kicks. And there's Karbowski. He gets an opportunity, sends it up. And there's Isaiah Torque. He taking it right up the middle. Gets around the defense, up ahead to Mansell. He lifts it. And that's going to be scooped up by Giuliani. As Point kind of looks at themselves like, oh boy, we got lucky on that one. Bend at the waist like, oh man, we got lucky. As there's a throw-in in front of the Rapids bench for Point. Under 7 minutes to go. Nearly under six. Ball comes up to midfield. Nim, he has it, going up against Zelagowski. Centering, and they can't get a shot off on it. Bicycle kick attempt, can't get there. Ball still loose up in the middle. Rapids has it. Armagos sends it out. That was almost catastrophic for Point, as there's an offsides that, if they would have scored, wouldn't have mattered. Offsides as Rapids trying to get going here. Ball comes back to Pasek. Here we go. Boot, and it goes over halfway through, looking for Mansell. Mansell with some good speed, as does Jack Ackerman. Bumped up ahead, and the ball's loose. Mansell going for it. He can't get there. His Point's trying to clear it, and they tried to clear it. It went all, it bounced off a defenseman, and back to Giuliani. Giuliani, he whips it out of the goal box as we have 5 minutes to go in the game. Ball bounces through, picked up by Giuliani. Giuliani just holding on to the ball, looking for someplace to go. Rapids saying, hey, you got to make him throw it. Does. Ball comes back up to midfield, Point with it now. Ball's on the other side. Goes out of play. And it's last touch by Point. They're going to call throw-in for the Red Raiders. Throw-in with just about 4 minutes to go. Plenty of time for either one of these teams to get another goal. The ball goes out of bounds. Throw-in coming for the Red Raiders. There they go. Throw-in. Rapids with that on the far side. Centering. Trying to get Mansell. No avail. He's playing up. Rapids. Torque. He spins. Takes the shot. Just wide of the post. That was just a couple feet wide. That was a good opportunity for the Red Raiders. As Giuliani moves the ball up. Not really rushing. Plenty of time. As we approach 3 minutes left to go in regulation. Giuliani sends it up deep. Zelgowski's there. Ball gets behind the defense. It's a mad rush for it. Rushing for it. It's Point. They have an opportunity here. Try to get a shot, and he can't get a clean shot on it. That was, of course, Zachariah Zillman. He just could not quite get a kick to head to himself. And behind the defense, Rapids narrowly avoids catastrophic results there. As Rapids with the ball, throwing at midfield. Rapids quickly back on the attack. Knowing time is short, as we have just about 3 minutes to go. Ball's at midfield, bouncing around. No handball being called, letting the guys play at midfield. Ball chipped up ahead, Point trying to get to it, and they do. They're trying to get numbers, centering attempt. A lot of bodies in there clogging things up as Rapids clears the ball. That's the chance. Mansell, he hits it high up in the air to himself. As right there is Jack Ackerman. Now Point recovers, sends it back the other way. And falling down is Torque as there is a stoppage of play. The official stopped the clock. And he gave warning to a couple of players out there saying, watch it. You guys are going to be kicked out. No cards given. But either way, we'll get a start of play coming up here, and we have it right now. Free kick from Selagowski. Sends it down, looking for Mansell. Can't get there as the ball squirts out loose. Karbowski. Karbowski, he tries to center it. Up ahead to Mansell. He can't get a full foot on it. And he does. And it's bouncing. Ball's loose. Cleared out by Point. Corner kick coming for the Red Raiders. That'll be number seven. As that was Giuliani. He didn't quite have a bead on it. And he couldn't quite suck it up. As now there's a corner kick coming for the Red Raiders with under 2 minutes to go. This has been a good one, ladies and gentlemen. As a corner kick comes in. Headed out of there, it's still in play, Point playing it, and it bounces high. Out of play, throw in for the Red Raiders. 1.5 minutes left to go, throw in it high into the box, and it's punched out of there by Giuliani. That nearly had the back of the goal written all over it. Another corner coming for the Red Raiders. They've really picked up the play. Because here's another corner. Number 8 of the game for the Red Raiders. Goes short. Mansell couldn't get through. Picked up by the defense of the Point team. Rapids back on the tech. A spinner by Neiman. Goes through the goal box. Not touched by anybody. Is there? It's a free kick coming up, or goal kick coming for the Panthers as we are under 1 minute left to go in the game. Johnson & Sons Jeep. They've got you covered from service and repair to upgrades. Try a homegrown favorite of more than 40 years. Wisconsin Rapids Dodge Jeep and Chrysler dealership. Thank you for being a sponsor of these games. And that goes with all of our wonderful sponsors. Can't thank you all enough as there is a stoppage clock and there is going to be a card given, a yellow, being given to Stevens Point, number 20, and Micah Peranto. So, with 29 seconds to go, Rapids gets a free kick. Very emotional game as Seligowski, he's got the foot ready for it. Trying to get things set. As everybody's trying to get on a good line, everybody onside. 29 seconds to go. And they're having everybody play up as they're going to have Pasek take the free kick. Trying to get Rapids in position. They have not started the clock. Now they do. And the kick is up in the air, and that's crashing in there. And it bounces in past the end line, and that will be a corner kick for the Red Raiders. That's 9. As we have 15 seconds to go. Corner kick sent in. Header high. Bounce out of play as they have under 10 seconds to go. Another corner as this one's going to end in a draw. Wasn't for a lack of effort on both sides, but a 1-1 soccer match, and that is your final. So, Seth, going to take about whatever you need to get all the rest of the ads in, and we will be back here at the post-game show here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
Wow, everything seems to be going really well. Ah, crap, there's that noise again. Better turn up the radio.
Hey, I like this song. Glad she turned it up. What's that sound?
Please don't embarrass me, car. Stop making that noise.
You know, I can hear that noise, and turning the radio off isn't going to help.
Oh, you heard that? I don't know what's wrong, so I just turn up the radio.
Jamming out to your favorite tunes is always fun, but ignoring the problems under the hood is not. Call 8th Street Auto today.
Well, that was a start that the Red Raiders wanted, and the flurry of a finish that they really liked, I'm sure, but only if they could have gotten one more goal in, as they will be settling for a draw with Stevens Point tonight, 1-1 here in boys soccer action. Wisconsin Rapids, they go to 3-4-4 overall, 2-0-3 in the Valley Conference, whereas Point, they go to 4-2-4 overall. And 1-1-3 in the Valley Conference. Rapids got things started with a penalty kick. Isaiah Torque, he got things started as he drilled the ball home. And got the job done. As they had another chance just a few moments later. About a minute later, his shot went wide of the mark. Unfortunately, they were not able to hit home. And that's how things ended in that first half. Second half, Rapids, even though they had the lead, they didn't really look like they played with it. They were kind of a little flat-footed by my estimation. and really struggling to get back into their game, and it cost them at the 53-minute mark. They being Stevens Point, got the equalizer by Zachariah Zillman as they drew even 1-1. But then physicality of this game got going as Rapids was whistled for a yellow card. And then Point, the bench was as well, as in one of their athletes, as they were whistled for yellow cards. But that whole last 20 minutes or so of the game, that was very entertaining, very highly contested. But Point, they were able to keep Rapids out of the goal. Rapids was not able to get in the goal, and that's how she ended at a 1-1 draw. Well, the only official stats that I do have is Rapids 10 corner kicks, Point 4. That's a very, very controlling game. That means you're taking shots that are being kicked out of the way through the end line, and then you're getting opportunities at the corner. And Rapids definitely had more than Point did, but they just were not able to capitalize. So, with that, looking ahead, tomorrow, 6:50 pregame show, the battle for Wood County. Wisconsin Rapids taking on Marshfield. Playmakers will be going on, however. Before that, from 4 to 5, James and Seth get your sports thoughts and feelings out. Talk about the last few days of the Major League major season, or regular season. Follow that up with some more NFL talk, college football talk. You can't go wrong with any of that. Sports talk, just great. That's what we do here. As then Badgers play, or I believe. No, I had to double-check their schedule. I should not say that. But I know that they've had a tough go. They got beat last week by Maryland. Didn't exactly think that was going to happen. But you never know. As Badgers, they got the week off. So they can draw plans for when they hit the murderer's row of their season. When they go to Ann Arbor, then they're home against Iowa. Then they go over to, or then they host Ohio State. And then they go up to Eugene. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, that is a tough slate of games. But we got a lot more to go on here. As I said, football here on Friday night. Next Monday, volleyball action. Assumption at Nakusa. 7 o'clock start. And then Playmakers on Monday, Wednesday, of course, for those opportunities to talk sports with all our fans. Be sure to call in. Again, high school sports proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar and Grill, A Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Rapids Transmission, and our good friends over at Homestead Golf Course. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to bring these games to our listeners. Home of country favorites and classics, 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio, 105.5 FM, or on the Civic Media app. So, that'll do it from here. Woodtrust Bank Field, Southwood County Stadium, where Rapids and Point played to a 1-1 draw in boys soccer action. Big thank you to all of our sponsors yet again, and to our wonderful program engineer, Seth Habiger. Awesome job as always. Good to bring soccer back with you. So, for myself, Mike Comer, have a great night, everybody, and we'll catch you tomorrow here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 WIRI, home of country favorites and classics. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Girl, you cut those jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that. So baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. Well, girl, you know I'm watching. Don't lie. You
closer, closer. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet. Brush my hand when you walk by me, like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing, 'cause I can see you move a little closer, closer. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise, was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage, burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet, and it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw, was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet, and it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. But losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
From
Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Two kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. And it don't matter if you don't believe. Come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. Same trailer, different.
On my Harley, I'll set you up on the kitchen sink. and stick a pink umbrella.